I'm Julie.
I'm Kalea.
And you're listening to the latest episode of Girls With Fun.
Thanks for joining us. Every week we get together and chat about something on our mind about BTS. Sometimes we're silly and sometimes we're serious, but we're always creating a podcast by ARMY for ARMY.
If you haven't yet, be sure to follow our social media accounts on Instagram and Twitter at Girls With Fun Pod and on Facebook at Girls With Fun Podcast. If you like this episode, be sure to leave us a review on your favorite streaming service.
And without further ado, let's get on with the episode. All right. Welcome back to another episode of Girls With Fun.
Hey, hey, how's it going?
It's going. It is going. How are things going for you?
Good. I'm joining you today from the new and improved Girls With Fun Studios, aka the office in my new place. I like made a little corner with a separate desk and a separate setup for recording. Literally ran around trying to get a carpet last night so that it wouldn't be too echoey when we recorded today. And I have a really small car, so I'm sure everyone was looking at me like I was insane with like half a carpet sticking out of the back of my vehicle, but we're here. So hopefully the audio sounds okay and I'm excited. My move is over and done with, so now I just have to unpack all my boxes.
Nice.
Big sigh. How long did it take you to unpack your boxes?
Officially? Oh my god. Like a month or two, because I didn't have like all the furniture I needed. So I had to wait. Like, you know, COVID's delayed the production of certain things, right? The whole supply chain issue. So it took like months for me to get certain furniture that I needed to be able to even put the boxes away.
Okay.
So that was annoying. Hopefully you don't run into that issue.
Yeah, I was hoping it would be motivational. So hopefully I get them unpacked sooner than a month or two, but we'll see.
I mean, the things that I could put away, that was really quick. I mean, it probably only took me like the first week or two or something like that for me to put everything away. But, you know, the things that couldn't be put away, that took like 2 months or something.
Gotcha. I'll target a week or two.
Yeah. Don't leave it because otherwise it's never going to get done.
I know. There has to be a better way. I like need to be bougie enough the next time I move to just like pay someone to like move the furniture, because I had my relatives in here like helping me carry things up and down the steps, and I'm like, I do not like this.
Well, may your bank account shine so you have the ability to do that, because that stuff is costly.
Start saving now for my next move.
Exactly.
We're used to that in the ARMY lifestyle. Jump right from one thing to the next.
Crazy. So what are we getting into today?
So I figured that we could talk a little bit about the concert and keep that pretty short, given that neither of us have watched it. But I'm sure we've seen clips and stuff on Twitter. And then I thought we could talk about In the Soup episode 2. I have like some very detailed notes. And it was just cracking me up. So I don't know if you have anything else you want to talk about. But
did we discuss the like permission to dance live play thing?
I don't think so. So we could start there.
Interesting. So HYBE recently released that they are booking the YouTube Theater in LA for those that did not get the chance to purchase tickets to the Permission to Dance on Stage concert in LA. So essentially you can buy tickets to watch a live play of the concert while it's happening in LA at the YouTube Theater. and you get like certain perks. Like you get like a random photo box card there, and I think you get like a photo booth and like all these other things. And I'm trying not to sound jealous. Because, like, I got tickets to go see the concert, so that should be good. But, like, high key, I want a random photo card box, and I want a photo booth.
Well, that was the next thing I was going to say. Like, do I get a photo card box? Like, please, I beg you.
I'm really happy that they're giving people an option to watch the concert some way, for like if you didn't get the chance to go, but also I'm greedy and I'm just thinking about how for the Mod 7 concert they were supposed to like paint the city purple. Okay, like we were supposed to get this entire festival, and I remember seeing like overseas concerts, I'm assuming like in Korea, they had like these photo card, random photo card boxes and things like that. I want that. Like I was looking forward to that. So the fact that they're doing it in like at the YouTube theater, I'm like, that's cute, but can I get in on this too?
I guess everyone will feel differently about it. I think for me, I would feel more sad watching a live stream from like a nearby location, knowing that they were performing so close, but I wasn't there. But I guess on the flip side, you still get to experience that festival atmosphere, that sense of community with other armies, experiencing everything live. I mean, we do that now, I guess, but not at like 4 a.m. Like you're still getting that group aspect. But
yeah,
I don't know. And like, I guess it makes sense if you live in LA or you're from Southern California more generally, or maybe even if you live in like Nevada or Arizona or somewhere where you could drive somewhat easily. But I don't know if like I personally would pay for flights and a hotel and like all of the expenses that go along with it to see them on a screen. And maybe I'm just being like spoiled, but I don't know. Everyone's going to make their own calculation, but I don't know if that would be for me.
I was thinking the same thing. And I feel like it'll come down to if they're planning on making the LA concerts available worldwide. Like, are they going to do an online concert just like they did the last Permission to Dance concert? If they're not doing that, I could see people being more inclined to go to this YouTube theater thing if they're not broadcasting it, right? Yeah, that is a lot of money to not actually be there. But I guess I can see the experience, wanting to join the experience and wanting to be there. But yeah, I'm curious if they're going to actually broadcast any of the shows. I really think they should broadcast the first one if you're going to broadcast any of them. But I'm curious if they're going to do that.
What is the cost for the live play at YouTube Theater? I haven't seen anything, but again, I've been a little busy with my real life.
I haven't seen any prices, and honestly, I was wondering if it was going on sale, like today, or when it was going on sale, because I feel like I should be eligible for this, even though I'm not going to do it because that's wrong, because I got tickets, so I'm just not going to take away that chance from someone else, but I technically would be eligible for it because I got tickets because of my friend's other account. Not from like my tickets, like, so I could technically see, but I'm not gonna do that because I just don't think it's right. Oh, these things are expensive. Wait, hold on, this is not the right concert. this is not right.
Oh, it's like, not right, it. Or it's not right.
it was the other, it was like the actual concert, it wasn't the YouTube theater thing.
Gotcha.
But they're like, you can get in the queue. Like, you could do this right now if I wanted to. Oh, one person ahead of me.
The experience that we all wished that we had.
We are doing something live and on air for you. I'm currently in the queue. Is it going to kick me out?
Probably.
It's my turn. Redirecting me to pick my C's. I just want to know how much it costs, girl. This is too much. Okay, girl. I don't have the code. I don't have a code.
What a fake out.
Damn it. I just want to know how much it is.
I guess we'll see on Twitter in a few days.
I don't know if I even like received a code. Like, who would I get it from? Ticketmaster? Hi? I didn't even check. Oh, look, I did have a invitation. Okay, wait. Let me copy the code. This is ridiculous. Watch, it's going to kick me out.
Or you'll have like 5,000 people in front of you.
View seats? $60 each. That's nice.
What were the cheapest in-person tickets?
Wait.
In the original sale?
Screw, screw. Hold on. There's a sound check package, and that's $165. And you get to sit close to the stage. And then there's, I guess, the regular seats without sound check, and that's just $60. So does that mean you get to watch sound check from the YouTube theater? That's what they're doing?
Yeah, it's a live stream of the sound check. I think they did that for this past concert.
Yeah, they did, but it's not... No offense, it's just not the same. Like, you, I want them to see me up close, okay? And I want to see them up close. Come on, but I get it. So it's $60. That's not bad. And like every seat is $60 except for the ones in the front that are sound check. So that's pretty nice.
But how much were the cheapest? How much were the cheapest in person? Tickets.
I think they were also they like supposed 45? To be. I think they were around 60.
Oh, okay.
I think they were around that. You know, now they're like $1,000.
Of course.
Yeah. Yeah. Saturday show, $500 in the back. In the back. Just no, ridiculous. Anyway. So yeah. Army, if you're interested. That's available if you got a code, I guess. If you got a code, keyword. How are they like validating that? I don't get it. Is it the same as last time? I don't know. But anyway.
Speaking of which, we went on another K-pop related show. And I specifically know during our rant, we were talking about how is this not automated in 2021? And someone from the industry who has experience in like behind the scenes at ticket sales, I think at Ticketmaster, honestly, she said that it's not automated and it's like people manually going through and like checking that people didn't go over the limit or like checking the purchases. And I'm like, I was so shook, and it was a live event, so I was trying to not just be like what, but even like 2 or 3 weeks later I'm like, how is that actually possible?
Makes zero sense in 2021 to be doing anything of that caliber without automation. I'm sorry. It just makes no sense. Ticketmaster makes too much money. I'm sorry. Y'all need to figure it out. That's not my problem. Like, you guys got to figure it out.
Yeah. I'm not making an excuse. I'm just saying that I was so shook that there wasn't, like, a better process in place in 2021.
I know. It's like, just crazy.
Cannot be real. I mean, I'll take her word for it. She worked in the industry, but I was kind of losing my mind. So since we're already partially talking about Ticketmaster and the concert, bearing in mind that neither of us actually watched the concert,
what first, like, let's explain that.
I feel so fake, okay, but I want, so first of all, I kind of don't want spoilers for LA. I've seen some anyway on Twitter, unless I'm gonna stay off Twitter for like a month, literally. But, I mean, we already dropped fat stacks to go to this concert in LA. And I just kind of felt like, you know, rather than watch it virtual, I would kind of like to just like have it be fresh when I go in person. But after seeing some of what I saw on the timeline, I'm kind of regretting that choice. I'm not going to lie to you.
Yeah, exactly. I was feeling the exact same. Can we talk about the set list? Like, can I say it? Is that going to spoil it for you? Or
no, you can say it. I mean, I haven't seen it, but I heard that there were no solo songs whatsoever.
Right.
So it's half spoiled. So go ahead.
Right. So they were like, yeah, we wanted to challenge ourselves in that way, and to present ourselves as Seven to not have solo songs. I thought that was pretty cool. I don't think they've done that since, what, pre-Wings? Since the Red Bull
literally
tour?
Yeah.
I don't think they've done that. So the set list went like this, apparently. Wasn't there to see it. I was feeling exactly like you in that one. I was tired. That soundcheck thing was starting at like 2 a.m. And then I was also going to have to be up at like 5 a.m. to watch the actual show. I was like, I can't not anymore on a Sunday. If it was on a Saturday, I probably would have done it. But it being on a Sunday, I cannot. And like you said, I also felt like, yeah, I just paid for this in person. I'm not going to watch it online. But after seeing some of the content, I wish I had paid for it. But anyway, here I am. The set list went like this on Fire Remix, Dope, DNA, Blue and Gray, Black Swan, Blood, Sweat and Tears, Fake Love, Life Goes On, Boy with Love, Dynamite, Butter, Airplane Part 2, Silver Spoon, Disease, Telepathy, Stay, So What, I Need You, Save Me, Idol Remix, Young Forever, Spring Day, and Permission to Dance.
That Spring Day to Permission to Dance transition. Yeah, I was like, translation is not right. Yeah, transition, that's a rough one.
We just get like super emo with Young Forever and Spring Day, and then we're like, get the dancing.
I mean, isn't that like the pandemic in a nutshell? Get back to it. We're supposed to bounce right back.
This set list is crazy. I think some of these songs they didn't perform like the full song. But this set list is still insane. It's pretty good. And I'm curious if this is going to be the set list for the live concert. Do you think this is what they're going to do?
Kind of. Because how could they... Okay, I have a theory, and I don't know what they have or haven't said because I haven't seen it, as we already discussed. I have a feeling this was supposed to be like the kickoff concert in Seoul, right? Because they always start all their tours in Seoul. But things didn't really like improve, or the rules didn't change really over there. And so they ended up doing it like fully virtual. But with that in mind, I just think this was kind of like, I don't want to say a test run because I don't want to sell them short, but I think they're probably doing like a run through of the concert or like high level practice for the concert because it's been so long since they did a live show.
Mm-hmm.
Or even a full length concert. Like they've been doing like appearances and performances and stuff. But when was the last full length concert? I mean, I guess Muster, and then before that, Map of the Soul 1.
Yeah.
And that's it.
Yep. You're right.
So, yes. The short answer is yes. I think it's going to be the same set list. Also, when I saw that it was all seven members for all the songs, I was like, dang, I guess we know why they've been hitting the gym so hard. The kind of stamina that would take for like 2.5 to 3 hours. Like, that's nuts. I know there's VCRs, but still.
Yo, I don't know what outfit that was. I don't know what song it was. Well, whatever it was that Jimin walked out and he had his arms out and he was swole like hell. I was like, whoa. Because in the suit, he just didn't look like that, okay? I'm watching in the suit right now. So, What happened in the span of a few months? Like, my man's was in the gym. Like, he was lifting, okay?
I haven't even seen this picture, and now I'm short-circuiting, because have we or have we not talked about, like, what happens when Jimmy gets thick?
I can't. Oh, I'm short-circuiting at the thought of them doing what they did here live and in person, because that Black Swan performance, like, moment of silence.
Here lies Kalea.
I didn't watch many because everyone started getting S-worded, so I feel like a lot of, like, videos started getting taken down. So I didn't get to watch many performances, but I did see some of the Black Swan performance, and okay, Black Swan never disappoints. And this version of it delivers. So
I just keep seeing all those screen caps of, like, Jungkook in the crop top, and they all have those, like, chains crisscrossing them. Not like a necklace chain, like, I don't, like, even
a body chain.
Yeah. Yeah. I was like, I don't know how else to describe it. Yeah.
Yep.
And, like, yep. If I see that in person, like, it will be like a moment of silence for Julie in LA. Like, won't be okay.
The one button that was just holding on for dear life on their blazers. I'm just like, who's the stylist? Somebody needs a raise. You know, sometimes I had questions before about the stylist. This time I'm like, yeah, mm-hmm. You did that. You deserve a raise. Thank you.
Performance evaluation exceeded expectations.
I mean, bonus. Really, like, 1 to 5, you get the 5. if 3 is satisfactory, no, you get the 5. Like, I cannot. It was just, it all around was good. They all looked really good. Okay. Even the ones that didn't have their chest out. Like, it was really good. It was really good.
Well, and, like, Namjoon's
shouts out. Good. No, you can go. Keep going.
No, Namjoon's, like, I saw all these tweets, like, is Namjoon in his boy phase? Which we're definitely gonna have to edit that. But I stand behind that comment because he has the, like, thing shaved in the side, and he's, like, super buff these days. I mean, he's been buff, but it's just, like, next level.
That man is closer and closer every day to the buzz cut. Now you're just shaving off the sides. Now you're just playing with me. This is a personal attack. Mabel's convinced that him or someone at Hype listens to this podcast. Because what's going on?
He'll have, like, one thread of hair in LA. Like, one extra long piece.
It's going to be, like, a mohawk or something next. Like, just something... just to, like... just to get me going. Anyway. I want to give a big shout out to Tay, which I feel like maybe we should have started with this. with, like, the news being released that he wasn't going to be able to fully perform for the online concert because he he was having, like, some cramping in his leg, or was it a strain? Something like that required for him to have to sit this one out. I think they said, like, in the post that it wasn't anything, like, serious, but just to ensure that he wouldn't further hurt himself, he had to sit down, similar to what Jungkook had to do some years ago in, like, Europe when he hurt his foot. So that was sad. Like, that was like hours before the sound check happened, right? That was, like, the middle of the night I saw that statement. So I felt really bad for him because I'm sure he was, like, really looking forward to it. And he said mm-hmm. so during like the ending mints and whatnot. And that, you know, he will do his best so that he's ready for the in-person concerts in LA. But yeah, I just sometimes seeing his face while he was sitting there in some of the clips, I'm like, oh, he wants to be performing so bad. I just feel so bad for them, right? Like, it's just not fair. I'll fight those cramps, I swear.
Yeah, it's just really unfortunate because concerts are so few and far between these days, even virtual ones. So, I mean, before they were doing a show like almost every other night, you know, or every couple of days, or they probably right. didn't go more than a month for like the span of a few years. So, yeah, I really feel for him, but hopefully he can nip it in the bud and feel better soon.
But I said all that to say that even sitting in a chair, Mans was fine as hell. We're gonna have to cut this so much. How do you look that good just sitting in a chair? Like, come on. You're just sitting down. But he was serving face. It was crazy. I'm like, oh, this man. Oh, God.
It's funny because I feel like, I mean, the duality is strong with all of them. People talk about it all the time, but Tay has this like cute, funny persona, whatever you want to call it, but then he also has his like I will F you up persona. And there's no in between. It's really like too powerful,
too much power. I feel like this also proves that if for some reason BTS could not dance or they just didn't feel like it, like I would still pay to go see BTS sit in a chair and like sing. I don't care, like I would 100% go and do it. You don't have to dance. I will just sit there and watch you. Actually, you don't even have to sing. Just sit there. Just talk. I'll listen to that too.
A concert. What is that? Yeah. It's like a TED talk or like a seminar.
Yeah. It's like what is that? A speakeasy or, you know, like, I don't know. I can go and snap at your poems.
Yeah.
Or
slam
something.
Poetry. Yeah.
I don't care. Like, I'll go watch it.
BTS/Hybe staffers, if you are listening to this podcast, hear us out. Slam poetry, spoken word poetry. We're ready for it.
I feel bad that I don't have anything else to report about the show. I mean, it was cute. I did see a few cute moments, but you know, I wasn't there. So I feel like it's almost no point.
Yeah.
I've seen exactly everything that you guys have seen on the timeline before it got deleted.
Although some of our listeners are not on Twitter.
That's true.
I specifically remember someone reaching out to us. So hopefully we can like offer some commentary or insight. But yeah, mm-hmm. I mean, as I already mentioned, I was also moving. And like you said, if it was Saturday, maybe. But it just didn't work out this time, but this just goes to show, like, even if you think you don't want to attend something of theirs for whatever reason, like, you probably do.
Like, yeah.
So.
I should have just paid for it and then caught the replay.
Yeah. That's what I was thinking, too.
But I was like, man, I gotta spend all this money on this clothes for the concert, like, the plane ticket. Like, this is a lot of money. It's a lot of money.
People realize how much goes into like an army going to a BTS concert. Like, I've seen so many threads about like post your concert fits, and I'm like, I want to look good. Like, I keep it so casual 90% of the time, but like, already have my hair appointment made, already have my nail appointment made, like my brows are gonna be fixed, like there's no, I don't even know what I'm wearing, but like, yeah, I'm like getting up at 7 on Saturday or earlier to like go get my hair done. Why? So I can sweat it off. Like,
wait, you're getting your hair done Saturday in LA?
I literally got the earliest Saturday appointment so that my hair can look good. Because when I do it, it doesn't look the same. I don't have that like skill set.
Man, somebody there could have did your hair for you.
I mean, I don't know, I can cancel the appointment. Like, if someone in our army house wants to do my hair, like, help a girl out, please.
I mean, I don't know what you want to do to it. Let's talk about this later.
But anyway, a lot goes into it, and I need to figure out my fit.
Yeah, true. I think we're gonna talk about that later in a later episode.
Yeah, teaser.
Should we move on to In the Soup?
Yeah. I have so many notes. It's
Oh, you took notes.
Crazy. Yeah, it was like all it's like literally that bulletin board meme, like,
oh man.
We don't do video, but you could see this page. I just like have all these squares and boxes.
It's a lot of notes, y'all. It's not funny.
The first thing I want to say, and we all already know, but the editors in Hybe at Hybe are so funny. Like, there was one time Namjoon was like gaming and they said his face was Times New Roman because he was like all crinkly. Like, I guess he had his eyebrows raised, you know, but like, and they were like teasing, I guess Suga and Jimin were playing basketball together and they were like teasing Jimin about his like lower center of gravity. And I'm like, they're basically like an official media talking about the Djibouti. Like, it's just it's too much for me. And like Jin like starfishing on the ground. Oh, and Hobi showed a picture of the huache they made, that like frozen watermelon thing, and they gave him like 613 likes, and I was like, only 613? Like, that's kind of like, I know what they were doing, right? They were going for the, like the June 13th thing, but I was like, wow. Hobie's lowest ranking post ever. Like,
exactly. Army not feeling the Huache post.
Yeah, apparently not. But yeah, I was feeling a lot like, I think in our last episode I was just really salty for any number of reasons. But this one was so cute. Like, it was just really, I was laughing out loud. And we've talked about like how we basically paid like $30 to like watch them eat. And it was basically good content. It was relaxing.
Yeah. 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 It's become part of a nighttime chill routine, you know, just hang out, watching the soup, grab a glass of wine if you want. I don't know. Paint your nails. Do something. It's relaxing. I thoroughly enjoy it.
Which, like, also, what can't Suga do, right? Like, he was cooking again. He does all the work. But then, like, Jin was like, how do I prepare these clams? And he just knows, like, salt water versus cold versus hot. He was, like, teaching Jimin how to play basketball. And, like, to be honest, I was like, okay, like, I also played basketball in middle school or whatever, but, like, did that mean I was any good at it? No. But, like, at least in how they edited the clips, like, Suga was hitting every single goal. It was insane. Like, or making every single basket. I'm not even using the right terminology here, right? But I was just like, okay, he's playing guitar and watching TV. He's like, I don't really play video games, but when the members are around, I love playing video games. And I'm just like.
And he was beating them at it as well. Yeah,
he was good at it. And I'm just like, what can this man not do? What can he not do?
I've had those same thoughts. I'm like, okay. I feel like, I'm like, am I gassing him too much? Because a lot of the things that I'm like, yeah, he can do everything. I'm like, the other members can also do the same thing, but I'm also like, it's Minyugi and there's something about him. It's the way he executes them that's just like incredibly intriguing and really hot. I don't even know which other way to say it. Hot, right?
It's like he doesn't. I mean, he could brag, but he doesn't have to brag about it. I mean, none of them do, right? But like, he just like goes and does whatever thing it is. And I'm like, why is that so hot? Like, I don't know. Yeah.
He's just a wealth of knowledge. It's just. And then I was laughing because was it not too long ago that he was like, I haven't played basketball in 10 years.
Yes. Also that. Well, that's another thing where I'm like, how good is he really? And then today it was like, humble yourself. Like, he's good at basketball.
Like, First of all, we got you on camera playing it at, like, that idol little championship thing that they would do, like, on camera, full on a team. So that's not true.
I really missed that. Yeah.
And it doesn't matter anyway, because you still got it. Like, you're making all these baskets. You're over here teaching Jim how to play, and, like, effectively teaching him. Like, it worked. He's also, was it paintball they were playing? He was, like, insanely good at that.
Also that, I was like, there's something wrong with me. Like, I hate guns. I hate everything about guns. I realized it was, like, a paintball gun, but I was like, why is this so attractive to me?
Even down to, like, now, I don't know if this is Hobie just trying to, like, get him to, like, make stuff for him, but he was like, you're good at slicing.
I wanted to talk about that, actually. I had Hwache and J-Hope and the likes, which I already talked about. But, oh my god, J-Hope is the ultimate con man. He was the one that said he wanted the Hwache, and he's like, you're so good at slicing, though. And then, like, Yugi and Jungkook go and make it for him, and he just, like, chills and hypes them up. And he was like, you want to do this, right? And it's like, no, you want it, but you don't want to make it. He's real slick.
Like, that was his method. That was his method the entire first season as well. Like, who's the one who's always like, I'm in the mood for this? And then they would immediately get up and go start making it. Like, it's Hobie. He's a mastermind. I really, like, I need to take tips from this man. This is crazy. It's so cute. I'm like, I love you even more. You just wake up and you're like, I'm going to wake everybody else in the house up as well. And I'm going to ask you... I'm not even gonna, like, ask you for the food. I'm gonna say what food I want and then hope that you catch the drift and go in there and make it for us.
They're all whipped for J-Hope. He's like, I want X. And they're like, X coming right up. Like,
as they should be. Look at that sunshine. Please get in the kitchen for
The only time I'll, like, get in the kitchen for any man is if J-Hope asks me to make something.
But you know what? I appreciate it because, like, I'm indecisive sometimes when it comes to food. Like, I don't really know what I want. So if there's someone that's already going to, like, just decide it for me, like, sure, let's just get to it and get in there and make it.
Can we also talk about Hobie? His star, like, celebrity power was all the way up in this episode. Like, the fits that he had when they were doing, like, the side interviews.
Exactly.
It was just, like, reeked of celebrity status. Like, the all-white fit. He looks like he... Like, I saw a meme that was, like, they're about to vote each other off the island. And it was, like, Namjoon and Hobie. But, like, they both just looked like pure celebrities during the interview. Like, the side interviews.
His fit was really giving, like, young entrepreneur, like, he just, like, yeah, not like he was, like, born into money, but, like, he just recently came into money, and, like a young, like, tech entrepreneur or something like that.
Yeah,
like,
just, like, I was just gonna say crypto,
yeah,
bro.
Yeah, like, he's, like, like, I don't know, he has, like, a $50 million startup or something, like, in his first year, like, I don't know, it was just, like, it was real fancy. The vibes he gives in the forest, mind you.
I know.
Like, the drift never dies.
It really doesn't.
But same for Namjoon, really, though. Like, I was counting how many outfit changes he had. I think he was on, like, 5 or 6 by the end of the day. I was like, that guy's not playing when he says he showers, like, 3 times a day. He would go, like, okay. First of all, he woke up, didn't have a fit on because, like, according to Hobie, like, he was like, he didn't have clothes on. So he put on that little, like, Louis Vuitton set just to go have breakfast.
Or, like, oh, rich guy Namjoon. Looks like he owns a building.
That little short set just to go have breakfast. Okay. Stun everyone just to go eat breakfast. That's fine. And he goes and changes his clothes so that he can bike ride. Then he changes it again so that he can just work out. I'm like, you're still working out. Why don't you just stay in the outfit? And I think he changed them, like, maybe once or twice after that, for like whatever other activities he was doing, like painting and like eating. I'm like, this guy is not playing when he says he really does shower 3 times a day.
Don't even get me started on the bike ride. We'll be here all day.
That was you so freaking know. Cute. Oh my god. And they played bicycle. I was like, I'm not crying over a grown man biking. I'm really not. I also was trying so hard not to cry at Tay playing the trumpet, like his trumpet lessons. I was like, oh my god, this is the sweetest thing I've ever seen.
It was so cute. I was surprised that he like let them film that. Like, it was so endearing, but like, he's like a true beginner, right? So yeah. It was really cute to see. But I remember he was talking in his side interview, I guess, about how he got into like Chet Baker 5 years ago. And again, I think I was on here last time talking about BTS oldies and things that make me feel crusty. Like, I remember when he was posting like Chet Baker songs on the timeline or like screenshots of what he was listening to or him like hyping it up. And I was like, how has it been 5 or 6 years? Like, this is insane.
I'm like, how sweet is it that they have time now to actually pursue the things that they want to do, right? Like, I mean, if he has been inspired by this artist for how many years? You said 5 years now to like learn and play the trumpet, and now he's like finally getting the chance to actually take the lessons. Like, okay, yeah, the pandemic was mad annoying, but I don't know, I guess some blessings came out of it. Like, that's just, yeah, really
absolutely
sweet.
Well, and then Namjoon was saying how he's lived as like a salary person or something. I think he meant like working a 9-to-5 type of situation rather than working all the time. Or I think he said maybe as a company employee, and how he's really been able to like reflect on who he is and what he wants. And I was like, can you please elaborate on this? Like, don't cut it off here. I want to hear like what you reflected on or like what you want. But whatever. That's just me being greedy again, I guess.
Yeah, it was even cute seeing Kobe like studying English while they were there. Like,
I know,
take no days off. This is so sweet. So cute.
I was also like really laughing at Jin playing Mario Kart, especially as Daisy. And I mean, he changed it, but then he's like narrating his play as himself, and they're just like scanning the subtitles across the bottom super fast, like in Korean. And I'm like, thank goodness I can, like, I'm not actually trying to read those because it might, like, make me dizzy. But he's just, I don't know. For a while, I felt like I didn't really have, like, a strong sense of, like, who Jin was. But I don't know. I feel like he would just be so fun to hang out with. Like, I stress out about everything, but it seems like he doesn't stress, like, that much or is able to keep, like, a really good perspective on things. I'm sure he does stress, but he's just good at, like, compartmentalizing, I guess.
Yeah, I agree. I was wondering if he seriously gives a play-by-play when he's playing games, like, when he's by himself, or was that, like, knowing that, like, I'm
camera.
Being filmed? Right.
I wondered that, too. Yeah.
I was like, he's so loud. He's like, giving a full on play by play, like using himself in the third person, like screaming at himself. I definitely scream when I'm playing video games, but like that was like next level. It was so funny.
Really made me. So, first of all, like Jimin and I think Yoongi were in the other room playing games themselves, and they still commented on how loud he was, which is funny. But also it made me like, you know, when we were like, what would you do with each member of Bangtan? I think it was at our 2-year anniversary episode. I would pay good money. Like Hybe, if you're listening, nothing weird. I want to buy a GameCube and I want to play Super Smash Bros. Melee with Bangtan. It would be so fun. That was like my family's super competitive game. We're also really competitive about Mario Kart, but like Super Smash Bros. Melee. Jin, let's go head to head. I want to like fight and like yell, but all in good fun.
Same. I'm trying to go to Hyrule Castle and like whoop some that would be incredibly fun.
Fun
So you already mentioned the paintball guns and we were talking about Yoongi, but I also want to say, like, watching V, I really want to see him cast in, like, an action drama as, like, a spy or some kind of, like, sniper. Like, again, he wasn't doing anything in particular other than just, like, being himself and having fun. But to quote you earlier, like, he was serving absolute face. Like, I need to see actor V in, like, an action film.
I'm also like, how is he so good at this as well? Like, what's going on here?
I know.
Like, one shot, just taking it out.
Yeah.
Yeah, I definitely want to see actor V in the future if he decides to do so. I think he would be great really at any role that he decided to take on because he's just so good. He's just so good. They were doing, like, a lot of activities.
Yeah.
Like, from, like, sun up to sundown, I was like, this is a lot going on. Like, you're playing tennis, you're playing basketball, you're playing with a dog, you go ride ATVs, and you paint, and you sing karaoke, and you play video games. Like, there's a lot going on. That's a full day. I'm like, I would have been tired by midday.
The other thing, though, is none of them woke up until, like, 2 p.m. They went to bed at, like, 6 a.m. I'm like, when do these guys sleep for real?
Okay, that's even crazier. They were running on, like, 3 hours of sleep. And then they wake up at, like, 2 p.m. How'd they get all that done in, like, the sun's not even up for that long after 2 p.m.? Like, how did they get all that done?
Yeah, that's a good point. Sometimes I wonder about the editing or, like, some of those things are happening simultaneously. You know what I mean? Like, Namjoon's painting while Jungkook is boxing, while, like, Jimin and Yoongi are playing video games and Tae is practicing trumpet. Like, some of those things had to be happening concurrently, like, when they're all just doing their own thing. But it's still a lot. You're right.
Very interesting. What else happened in the episode? I feel like there was something else I wanted to comment on. Oh, when they started making the seafood, I was like, okay, hold on. What are y'all gonna do for my man Namjoon? I was like, you know those memes of, like, the girlfriend that's, like, to the waiter, like, he didn't order this! I was like, I was definitely like, he can't eat seafood! Like, what are y'all gonna make for him? Even though he's fully capable of getting up and making food for himself, I was still was like, it's too much seafood going on in here. What are y'all gonna make? So I was really happy to see that they made beef so that my man could eat. I don't know. That food looks so good. I'm like, I want to taste Bangtan cooking. Like, please. Chef Minyuki, like, I'll pay. Just let me sit at the table and try the food one time. It just looks so good. The way they're tearing it up. That what do you think of that story that they told of, like, Namjoon?
Oh my god. I was like, they really had it rough back in the day. Like, we forget about that now, but, like, I think at one point, like, earlier in the episode, Jungkook was calling them hyenas, but the image of Namjoon just, like, ripping into the chicken, and they were like, he stole both the drumsticks, too. He was like, no, I didn't. I'm like, I don't know, it seems a little suspicious to me. Like, you're protesting an awful lot here.
I don't know. Namjoon back in the day, that kind of sounds like something he would do.
It definitely does.
One drumstick bit into it while also grabbing another one bit into that. My guy was hungry. That's so sad when you think about it, actually.
I know.
Oh my gosh. I had to go through some stuff, man. Like, poor BTS. That is so sad. Ugh. And then the way he, did you notice him slip away? I didn't notice him. Like, suddenly he was just not there. He was inside, like, playing video games. I was like, where did he go? Like, everyone was outside having a good time laughing, and he's inside playing video games. He was like, I'm done.
Yeah.
Like, why did he leave?
Yeah, I don't know.
He had enough. Namjoon's ability to go for a bike ride and then immediately go for a run and then come back inside and work out. I'm like, what is this guy?
Captain Korea.
Exactly.
Also, like, level. I had the same feeling about Jungkook. Like, that guy does not rest. He's playing with his dog. He's, like, playing tennis with V. He's, like, punching this punching bag. He's, like, running around doing something else. Like, this guy just does not sit still. Like, there was a moment where I felt tired just, like, watching him. And then the caption was even, like, he feels relaxed with, like, ferocious boxing. Or maybe it said fierce boxing. I forget the adjective. But I'm, like... He also said, like, oh, bomb, don't worry. I can protect myself. I'm like, is Jungkook really learning how to fight? Like, is he ready to deck a Sasaeng on his own? Like, what is going on here?
I don't know. I don't know. But notice how he crashed, like, at the end of the night. Like, he could not hang after a while. He definitely was trying to go in there and go to sleep until Jimin called his name to come back out. Because he was literally in the house with the lights off. Like, he was not coming back out.
No, I had the same thought. Yeah, for sure. For sure. Jungkook is like the yoga friend, the friend on vacation that's up at the crack of dawn, like working out and like doing stuff, but then wants to go to bed at like 9 p.m. when everyone else is trying to go out or like do something.
Also, when he was in the room boxing, and he had those like pink slides on. He's like, whose shoes are these? I was thinking the same thing. Like, whose shoes are these? Why are you wearing them while you're boxing? Like,
but and also, there was no further explanation of whose shoes they were. There's just like a lot of little things like that that are basically, I don't know, like non sequiturs or something. Like, I need to know the resolution. Like, who has pink bricks? The people want to know.
Okay, who do you think has them? Who do you think owns those shoes?
Realistically, were they like a staff members? I don't know.
I don't know.
Maybe Hobie, king of like mysterious footwear.
Because I'm like, anybody's wearing pink Birkenstocks, it's Hobie. Maybe.
Yeah, could be.
The show. Yeah, like you said, the editing is great. It's really so funny.
One thing, I guess, that kind of ties to last time, and I'm like, as I said, I'm much happier this episode, less stressed, who knows? I know I was kind of negative last time, but it's really interesting because on the one hand, we are led to feel like we are BTS's friends or we're behind the scenes because there were comments made, and I flagged Jin and Hobie, but now that I'm thinking back on it, I think also Namjoon made a comment, but Jin said, like, when I'm at home, I just, like, hang out and play video games. So I kind of forgot we were recording and just did what I normally do. And I think Namjoon said something along the lines of, like, I can't just cut loose and be silly because there's always someone watching. So this is really special. And then Hobie said, I think he said something along the lines, and I'm very much paraphrasing here, but how, like, he can show a different side of his personality in the soup, kind of a place where he can just like relax and be childish. And so they're not in a bad way, right? But just kind of carefree. But they're painting this narrative like the soup is not even a show. Like we're being let in on a secret or some kind of behind the scenes look at their life. And it is, to some extent, true. Like, they're at a sanctuary in the woods, but there's still cameras literally everywhere, right? And it is a product. Like, we paid $30 to watch this. So even though they're framing it as, like, a behind-the-scenes look at their life and it's not a set schedule per se, they are still filming, but there's this narrative that, like, it's not. I don't know if that makes sense, but I'm like, yeah, I can see how we totally buy into this because they're constantly selling it to us. And maybe even the members truly feel that way. I'm not saying it's anything nefarious or bad. Maybe they assume, you know, the only people watching in the soup isn't like the media or
whoever. It's just army. But like, do you know what I'm trying to say? I don't want to ramble, but like, they're feeding into that narrative, but it still is like a product that we as fans paid for.
No, I agree, because like you said, the cameras are still there. So I'm sure they feel free because they're in the suit, but also at the same time, how free can you be if someone is going to be there watching you later and is going to report on it later? And you're aware of the cameras that are there. Like, you're being watched, so
yeah they must feel pretty comfortable with it if like Namjoon slept in the nude and like they had to put the CGI over Jimin, who was like maybe they're just desensitized to cameras. I don't think the members are being fake and they've had so much of their lives filmed that maybe it just feels normal,
or maybe they have some kind of assurance that like, okay, somebody's gonna edit this out, right? Like they're not gonna allow me to look bad, if that makes any sense. Whereas like, if it was someone or some agency or something outside of HYBE filming them, there's nothing that they can really do about that editing.
Yeah,
whereas that's true. They expect that HYBE to have their best interest in like protecting them.
Yeah.
So they can be as carefree as they want, and like, if there's something that shouldn't be there or they don't want seen, they can be like, you know, please edit that out. Or like, they don't even have to say it because they know that the company's gonna like handle it for them.
If that's the case, there's a huge degree of trust there. So that's,
yeah,
that's good. That's what you would want.
Yeah. Yeah, that is an interesting point.
It was just kind of validating in a way, because I guess hearing them say that and me thinking about that, I was like, I'm not crazy for feeling like they're my friends or like I have some special access to them. It's literally like a message that has been reinforced over and over again. You know what I mean? In terms of like, I think we were talking about feeling that disconnect about finding out about Bomb, but like, we have been basically conditioned to feel that we have a behind-the-scenes look at them.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
And I'm not mad about it.
In many ways.
Yeah.
Let me see. Oh, there was one other thing I thought was really funny. After Namjoon was painting, he got coffee, and the caption read, "Soothing the pains of creativity with a coffee," and that made me laugh. I just, again, the editors, like, I'll say this and no one come for me, but like, forget BTS. I want to become the friends with like the editors. Like, who are they? They're so funny. Like,
I wonder if it's the same editors for Run too, because they're also pretty funny over there at Run. They've definitely like, was that recently they like called a member fine? I'm like, hold on. This is like very specific. Like,
who are you?
This is a very specific like translation, like tapping into like English slang, like that's
I feel like there was a lot of everyone this episode. Like, I had put like 2/3 of my biases are gaming too, and it was Yoongi and Jimin, and then it was like 2/3 of my biases are working out, and it was Jimin and Namjoon. Like you said, there's just a lot going on. I felt like there was a lot of everyone content. It was really good. It was a lot packed into an hour 20.
I know. I'm like, they did a really good job for only having, what, 4 days worth of content, and they're able to, like, turn it into a show. This is pretty good.
I do have to wonder, like, how relaxed is it truly if they're like, okay, today on your agenda, you have to work out, take a bike ride, do some, like, paintball shooting. Oh, and you have to make a painting because you said that a month ago you wanted to make a painting. And you have to cook, and we bought you all these clams, and we bought you all this meat, and we, like, got this video game room. Like you said, it was a lot of stuff in a day. Like, were they really relaxing, or was it just like fun thing to fun thing to fun thing to fun thing?
But they at least make it seem like it's not a setup. I mean, they do set it up for them to be able to do it if they want to, but they ultimately like make the decision to be able. They make the decision if they want to do it or not.
That's true.
So that was them jam packing that into their schedule. Like,
no chill. You know? It's just funny because I think Jimin said, oh, go ahead.
No, I was going to say, like, some members weren't doing all of that. Like, I feel like at least what they showed, like, Jin and Hobi's schedule was pretty chill. But, like, Tae and JK were, like, on 100. Let's do everything.
It did occur to me when they were on the trampoline. I was like, Maknae line is like literal children. And then they were talking about like Yoongi being an old man. And he was like, I'm 30. And I'm like, not even, but I guess with like Korean age or whatever. But he was like, oh, yeah. And they're like, oh, old man Suga. And I'm like, come on. Like, but it is just funny the dichotomy of like you said, like Jin and Hobi being more chill. Yoongi's just like the in the soup chef, so he's always working, the poor guy.
Exactly.
And Namjoon's like, all I do is work out and read.
And that's exactly what he did.
Yeah. And Maknae line is running rampant through the forest.
Yeah. Yep. Yep. I hope Yoongi has some like good slippers for his feet. He's like constantly standing up like in the kitchen or something. Or like outside barbecuing.
Get one of those like gosh, I'm blanking on the name. Oh, what are they called? Orthopedic mats that you can stand on. Right. I barely speak English. What's going on? I can't remember any words.
It's a late night.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Well, going back to the frantic schedule thing, it's just funny. I mean, you're right. They can do what they want. But I think Jimin was like, sometimes when I'm really resting, I just lay on my couch for 6 hours straight. And I'm like, that is the biggest mood I have ever heard in my entire life. Like, he was like, my record is 6 hours. And I'm like, oh, bet. Let's go.
I'm like, what is it about the couch that just like completely sucks you in? And you're doing nothing. Like you're really like, you're just sleeping or like mindlessly watching something on TV, or you're just on TikTok for like 2 hours. You've ignored like 2 times the little person that comes up and is like, hey, you've been on here for a long time. Think it's time to get off. Like, nope, I'm still scrolling.
Thank God you brought this up. I was trying to talk to some IRLs. This is why we have the podcast together. I was trying to talk to some IRLs about TikTok. And I was like, you know that guy that comes up when you've been on TikTok for too long? And everyone just like blank stared at me. And they were like, no, I've never seen that message. And I'm like, y'all are fake. Everyone is fake. Like, anyway.
I hit it once and I was
exposing myself.
I was very embarrassed. I was like, yo, I wasn't even on here that long, but obviously I was. And I didn't realize it. Oops, there goes my mic. Obviously I was, and I didn't even realize it.
Why does TikTok even do that? Like, they should want my attention.
Stop falling, Mike. I think they are trying to act like they're helping us. But they know we're going to scroll and, like, keep watching videos, so it doesn't matter anything.
It's like you again when I see that guy. But anyway, I don't really have anything else this week. I feel like, I don't know if it was a quiet week on the Bangtan front or I was just, like, super busy, but I'm happy that the pod is forcing me to keep up with In the Soup.
Yeah, it's been kind of quiet, I feel like, since the concert. I mean, I guess it's because of the concert, so makes sense that that's all we're supposed to be focused on. Yeah, I don't have anything else either. I guess we'll see next week. Are we doing In the Soup reviews every week now? It feels like we are.
I mean, we don't need to. We could.
If there's nothing else going on, that's what this is going to be.
Well, if
in
there's
the soup review podcast.
Thinking about it, there's 5 total, right?
Mm-hmm.
We're 2 weeks in, so 3 more weeks. That brings us to like the week before the concert, if the concert's 4 weeks out.
True.
So maybe we will be an In the Soup podcast.
Yep. It's looking like it. It's looking like it. I think that's it. I guess we could wrap it up here.
All right. Well, until the next one.
Yeah, that'll do it for today's episode of Girls with Fun. We will see you next week.
See ya.
Thanks for joining us for today's episode of Girls with Fun. We're so grateful that you chose to hang out with us. Once again, be sure to follow our social media accounts on Instagram and Twitter at Girls with Fun Pod and on Facebook at Girls with Fun Podcast.
If you like this episode, be sure to leave us a review on your favorite streaming service. If you have an idea for an episode or you want to share your thoughts on any of the topics we've discussed, slide into our DMs or email us at girlswithfunpod@gmail.com. Thanks again for joining us, and see you next time!